I'm gonna punch you.
Go. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the SJ Pod. It's your boy Javen. And it's my lovely life partner, Shari, here.
Life partner.
What's wrong with me saying that?
I guess. I don't know.
Woman, you said the same thing every episode?
No, I guess. Whatever.
Yeah, you're my life partner, right?
We'll see. I'm just kidding.
Whoa. Okay, let me scoot closer just because you said that.
All right, so any life updates?
Yes, I just got word that North Korea just launched a missile over Japan.
Javen, I'm talking about personal life updates.
Outside of that, yes, I designed, I have a couple of tattoo deals coming up and then also a restaurant I'm going to be working with soon, another one that I've been trying to work with for a little while. They just reached back out to me, and so they're going to send me these contracts through the email. And then we're going to bust some deals. I'm going to take Shari out and do a couple more vlog experiences with a couple more restaurants.
Why are you talking like that?
Well, those are my life updates right now. But what about you? Any updates?
Nothing much, but go check out my YouTube channel at Shari Knows Best. I just uploaded a vlog.
Did you ever talk about how you changed your Twitter handle and then she lost her verification?
Dude, I talked about that last episode, but I don't really care. I think it was symbolic for me to realize, like, it's still, like, it's literally, like, a check. It mattered, but I just so happened to do it right when they were switching over to the Legacy Blue. But according to Elon Musk, 420, all Legacy badges are going to be gone.
Yeah, so next week, everyone...
I told Javen that I was going to change his name so he could be unverified.
Yeah, she wanted to take my account. She was like...
I said that I was going to hack his account.
Yeah. She was a little sad at first.
I was.
She said she didn't really care.
Aren't you proud of me? Like, not like right now, I don't.
You went through the grieving stages.
Yeah, I already went through the grieving stages. Like, I was a little butthurt. At first, I feel like it took me like a couple of days to just really be like, oh, I don't care.
She was calling me at work. She was calling me every other hour.
Why are you saying that?
What? We're just
I was not calling you every other hour. You're literally lying.
Okay. But yeah, go follow Shari's solo YouTube channel.
Yes, it's called Shari Knows Best. So that's the same. You're a narcissist. You're all up in like my own solo.
Go ahead. My bad.
You have to claim some type of territory over it.
Yeah, my fan. Can I have
a sip? No. Should have got your own.
I need some water, please. She's real protective over this cup.
No,
right here.
He's literally getting
that
on my
right
nerves.
That cup right there gets so cold, like, it don't make no sense.
Anyways.
You could put...
I was supposed to be talking, and I've gotten interrupted multiple times.
My bad.
Like, you're so rude. Anyways, my Twitter and... my TikTok and my YouTube are all the same. Shari Knows Best. Recently, I had to change my TikTok name, and I can't change it back until the 18th. So,
you changed your TikTok name? What was it originally?
On accident. It was Shari Knows Best.
I accidentally
pressed check when I was just seeing like different name variations, and then it locked me out, and it said I can't change my name.
Until I gave her that April. Name. That's the best name that she has right
now. Javen, why are you saying that? Just because you gave it to me doesn't mean...
with that name.
Just because you gave it to me,
it
that
fits
doesn't
you
mean...
best. Literally. It just fits your personality. It fits you.
Do I really know best?
You think you do, but you do most of the time.
Okay, so I'm not right a lot of the times?
She's right a lot.
I am. I have a lot. I have good discernment.
She didn't want me to have the cosign on the Shari Knows Best. That's why she...
No, he just literally interjected as I'm talking, which was completely rude. I was doing my own solo talk. I was quiet when you were talking. But you kept interrupting my life
Let's
updates.
Talk about your makeup updates. Your makeup been looking nice. I like the little glitter on the eyelids.
He's you pissing me off, you guys,
she
honestly.
She got her eyebrows done. She looking
yes,
good.
Yes, so I have been definitely doing a lot more, like, makeup videos and stuff like that. It's something that I've always really liked to do, and it's, like, a fun thing for me right now. So I just find different styles and just try to find ways for me to get better at it. And I also feel like it's a creative outlet.
One of these days, we're going to have a competition where she does half of her face and I do the other half. And then we're going to see who's...
Did Do you guys notice how he's always competing with me?
No, we said we wanted to do this one day. You wanted me to do your nails one day. You wanted me to do your makeup. You wanted me to do your hair. You wanted to do a voiceover of me calling out of, like, pretty much narrating your makeup process. I'm just talking about ideas that we talked about already.
You said who can do it better. It's a competition. It's going to be a no-brainer.
You say you want me to do half your head, and you do the other half, and she would do better.
Half of my head or my face. This is a head. This is a face.
Both of them, two separate. Uh-huh. Oh my God.
Do you put foundation on your ears?
Whoa. Is that something people do?
I'm asking you, is that something people do in makeup?
I wouldn't put foundation on my ears, but maybe girls' ears show a lot of their ponytails and stuff slick back. You put highlighter on your ears, earlobes?
Sometimes you can do that. I feel like some people do that if they're wearing their hair really sleek and it's like the look.
I discovered that women sometimes put hair on their throat. I mean, not hair, whoa. They put makeup on their throat, like highlighter and stuff.
You mean neck?
And then their chest a little bit sometimes, then their chin.
You have to blend your face to your neck, of course.
Okay.
You're trying to sound like fake woke to makeup, then you don't really know a lot of it.
I don't know a lot. I just know like chubby sticks and highlighter.
My God. That's all you ever bring up is chubby sticks. What is a chubby stick?
Chubby stick is a blender thing, right? It's used to like... It's like a chubby stick. It's like
what do you use the chubby stick for?
To blend in your foundation, right?
That's... Correct. Now you're... No, it's not. A chubby stick is literally like... It's like a cream-based contour stick.
Yeah.
That's a chubby stick. A blending sponge or whatever, that's not a chubby stick.
Okay. I rest my case.
You got me a chubby stick. What did I use it for?
You just said it. For your foundation.
No, what did I use it for?
What did you use your chubby stick for? I'm trying to figure out.
I literally just said it and I'm
for your foundation, the liquid.
No.
The liquid.
What makeup technique do I use my chubby stick for?
For your highlighter, for your cheekbones.
What does it do to my cheekbones?
It blends in.
I just said it. It starts with a C.
Contour.
Yes.
Same thing.
No, that's not. Those are literally two different things. Blending and contouring are completely two different things. All right. So anyways, I kind of forgot we were filming right now. All right. So we're going to get into some trending topics. There's wasn't that much that has been going on lately.
It's been a lot.
The first is out there. Now I can't even talk. The first alcoholic Labrador becomes the first dog to be treated for addiction.
A dog is addicted to beer?
It has been treated for alcoholism when rescued by a shelter after his owner died.
So who's giving the dog alcohol for it to feed his addiction?
That's what I'm trying to say.
Because it's like sorrow, it's like whelping, like weeping, I'm sorry. Like
maybe, or maybe because it was like left at home
by
itself.
They give the dog Budweiser, Coronas.
I don't think
shots
dogs like alcohol.
My boy,
it's too strong.
When I was in seventh grade, my boy, he was in seventh grade as well. And his older brother, I think, was like in 10th grade. They used to give the dog like a Corona, like a beer poured in the dog bowl. And the dog used to drink it. The dog used to get drunk. It was a pit bull.
Would you do that with your dog?
I would get Dash drunk if you let me.
Okay, no. I don't want Dash.
Dash likes to smoke.
Why are you even saying that?
Be quiet. Just dog cannabis.
Yeah, just stop. The average price, you talk too much sometimes.
We're on a podcast. That's all we're doing is talking.
Like, anyways, Colorado couple finds out they are cousins after being married for 17 years.
That's crazy.
So they discovered they were related after taking a DNA test. So they married back in 2006 and they have three children together.
Mm. So the kids.
And they said, although they found out they were cousins, they are going to stay together.
So the kids are double related?
I'm assuming. I mean...
Y'all brothers or cousins?
I want to know, like, are they, like, distant cousins? Because I feel like once you have kids and stuff...
Do you just, like, low-key have to break
they've
up?
They've been together for 17 years.
Do you just got it off principle? Like, I can't be...
If they were, like, first cousins, second cousins, third cousins, like...
It's a difference when you didn't know, but now you do know.
Yeah, I would be freaked out, personally. It would just make things weird.
So, would y'all meet, like... Was it a family reunion or what?
I don't know. But...
Oh, the DNA test. Okay.
There was a consensus giving the average price for a one-bedroom in cities all over the world. So, of course, NYC is the most expensive, $3,800.
Woo!
LA comes in second at $2,600.
That's
London, $2,500. That's actually not that bad.
What, $25?
London. Chicago 2000.
That's super cheap.
ATL 1900.
Ooh, I love that.
Toronto 1800. Ooh. Lagos, Nigeria 1500. Well, almost like 1600. Mexico City.
Wait, that's in Mexico City in the States, right?
No, it's in Mexico, Javen.
I'm finna say, we're finna go to Mexico City.
Javen, no, we're not.
LA, really $3,000.
800. Istanbul, Turkey, 700. Cairo, Egypt, $120.
You know what I'll do?
And the cheapest was Bhopal, India, $69.
Y'all staying in Motel 6.
Motel
6 more expensive than that.
Okay, so woman celebrates her divorce with a photo shoot. Is this too much?
That's dramatic. Ladies, cut it out.
I just feel like it kind of seems like you want to prove that everything's fine.
Everything is fine. Your friends cheer you on, but they still married.
I feel like that's giving that relationship too much energy. I think the best thing to do is just not to say forget it.
That's immature.
Like, forget it ever happened, but, like, you have to move on. Like, celebrating a divorce just seems like you're still worried about it.
That's immature. If you celebrate a divorce and you get a photo shoot, you and your girls, your gals.
She was by herself. She was in like an all red. She was in like an all red ball gown.
That reminded me of that one movie. What's it called? The Village or The Forest, when they used to go out into the forest at night and then like people don't come back and it was like a
Javen.
Jackal.
Anyways.
Yeah.
That's so random.
But do dudes go out and have like a divorce, birthday, divorce
party?
Who
cares what dudes do? I'm asking you if that's too much.
That's too much.
Anybody can do this, whether it's a man or a woman.
I think it's too much.
They can do it. I'm just asking, is this too much of a concept? Anyways, man who didn't sleep for 264 hours, aka 11 days, suffered from crippling effects for years after. So he was only 17 years old at this time, and he wanted to beat the world record.
Ooh.
This is the thing. Sleep causes
11 days
everything in your life. If you don't have enough sleep, your life's going to feel like it's going to shit. You cannot be productive.
He must have been on what's that stuff called? Methamphetamines or something. Or he just naturally did it.
He was 17 years old.
Just kids who do drugs.
What is up with you, this podcast?
What?
You're saying the most random, annoying things.
I'm giving my commentary on the stuff that you're bringing
Anyways,
up.
He did this when he was 17 years old. He said that he regretted it and that he was just being young and dumb. I mean, the longest I ever stayed up was for a day.
Okay, what was the side effect?
Why are you smiling like I'm lying? I swear. I've literally never even stayed up. Okay, probably max almost 2 days, but I've never fully made.
That's a little bit more telling truth. Okay.
I've never fully, like, stayed up an entire day, like 24 hours.
Oh, that Katy Perry. I'm wide awake.
Even when we went to EDC, I still didn't stay up.
I'm wide awake.
That's technically 12 hours when you stay up from night to morning, though. It's not the full 24 until you make it the very next day. You realize that, right?
No, I feel you.
So
I feel
like, you have not stayed up for longer than a day. He's just trying to cap like he always
but
does.
But what were the side effects, though, that lasted a lifetime?
They didn't really go into it. And
you said something from crippling effects. Ooh.
Yeah, I'm assuming. So sleeping really affects, like, your decision-making and, like, things like that, your thought processes.
He had to be hallucinating.
Oh, for sure. I say even past, like, the second day, I would get delirious.
Yeah,
you know when you feel like you're like you just like went to the dentist and you have like laughing gas, like that's how being delirious feels.
He probably looked crazy.
Yeah, like your eyes. Oh my gosh! And so apparently, like whenever he went to the hospital to get himself checked out, the longest he slept was for like 17 hours or 14 hours. I don't think you can ever catch up, like missing 11 days straight.
Mm-mm. He's still
there's
behind.
There's no, yeah, like.
He's missing payments right now. No sleep.
So, and honestly, I think that the thing that it would affect the most would be like your brain.
Yeah, man, definitely psychological.
You know, like what if now all of a sudden you hallucinate when you sleep or you get like sleep paralysis or some
He's
shit.
Like permanently on a tab.
It's just crazy. I would get angry past the second day.
What were you doing?
I would be a troll. Like, don't come in this room.
I mean, I know you like.
They were 17 years old, so they were teenagers trying to break like a world record. You know this.
I wonder
the stupid
if he was
stuff
under any
you do.
Or was he just
the stupid stuff
sober?
You do when you're a kid.
Yeah. Interessante, y'all.
All right, so we're moving along into some random funny web stories that I found. So Javen really liked the Uber stories. For some reason, I couldn't find more than two, but I have a lot of other funny stories. So I'm going to be doing a segment. Let me collect myself. I'm going to be talking about a couple funny Uber stories, and then the rest will be like bad date stories.
All right.
So the first one, hold on, I need some water.
While you drink some water, did y'all hear about that Dalai Lama dude? That was wild.
I don't want to talk about that. That's like disturbing. Mm. All right. So the first one is, I had one incredibly drunk guy tell me on the way to the strip club about how he's retiring super early and all he's going to do is make and sell sausage. Whoa. He's so excited telling me about all the tools and meats he has. I was like, oh, that's great. Good for you. After about a minute of silence, he says in the most serious voice, you should never trust someone who knows how to make sausage. You might disappear.
That's pretty true. Have you seen some of the how they make chicken nuggets and stuff?
My heart sank because I was sure that I was about to be made into a sausage. Luckily, he didn't make me into a sausage. He actually tipped me $100 in cash for the 20-minute drive to the titty shack.
In cash? That boy.
She really called it the titty shack. I'm done.
He was trying to see her strip. I just want to see
No,
your
he
strip.
Wasn't.
Remember that song?
Once a man in his 40s got in my car and immediately made a disgusted face. I asked him if everything was okay. He told me to get him another Uber because I was a woman and he didn't trust me to not get into a car accident. I've been driving for over 6 years without any marks on my license. Needless to say, I didn't give him that ride. Honestly, I would laugh and be like, yeah, get out of my car. Yeah.
He was being very
You're not
going to
let...
He must have had some bad experiences with some female drivers.
Like, what? That is so crazy.
Some dudes are like that.
He
some
was people, in his 40s.
Some and people really think women can't drive.
You kind of acted like that last podcast.
No.
You said, I don't trust falling asleep with you driving.
Well, like, you don't normally drive long distances.
All
so.
Because that one time I pulled over on the side of the freeway to take a nap. I'm scarred. You're holding that against me.
I'm scarred, y'all.
All right, so moving along to bad date stories. Like I said, the Uber stories, when I looked online, they were just like, it wasn't giving.
Back to the sausage thing, he was right. Like,
yeah.
Dude, when they, I've seen them put like a whole chicken and make nuggets out of it, like skin, feathers,
honestly,
beak,
it's
eyeballs.
Crazy.
And they just spit it out. And like, you ever had McNuggets before? McDonald's and you
make
do something.
Nuggets.
There's like a there's something like hard in it sometimes. I stopped eating that stuff a long time ago. But like every nugget, every once in a while, you get a nugget that got something hard in there. And like
this stop, ain't,
you know, just I, have you
it's
ever
like
seen
a ball
McDonald's
of something
farm
frozen or something?
It's
that's
like a bone or some
it.
Cartilage or maybe some beak or something in there or some toenails, some
David,
talons.
How would they
Listen,
have
you ever seen
toenail?
A Burger King farm? Where they get their meat from? Where McDonald's get? Who supplies McDonald's with their meat?
Google it.
Like, what kind of cows do they raise?
Google it.
I heard that Taco Bell got sand in their meat.
I heard
that Taco Bell
I
ground
heard
beef.
And I know.
Listen,
are
I know
two
for sure.
Things.
Did you see the test they ran on the Subway tuna? It's not even tuna. It got chicken and all this other stuff in it. Listen, I went and got a Whopper meal, and it's been a
was
long
it disgusting?
Time. It was fire.
For real?
I ain't gonna lie, it was good. And the fries was so good from Burger King. It was like
I didn't think
it was a trip down memory lane. But I remember
I didn't get anything. I did
she got
I was
fries.
Good. Okay, yeah, it was it was actually a medium fry. And I only ate like a few of them because they actually weren't good to me.
Oh, they were good. You should have gave them to me then.
I did, but I left them out and they got hard.
See, that's what I'm like. I spent like $17 over. Listen, so I literally went to the drive-thru and my jaw almost dropped. This is another one of those moments. Sorry, it's getting mad at me, but it's like...
Okay, we're moving
remember,
along. All right,
stop.
So bad date stories.
I remember
stories.
When the Whopper
met this
combo
guy.
Was like $4.59, $5. Okay. That number one Whopper meal was $11 and some change.
Anyway.
Since when was fast food the same price as Applebee's and freaking...
if you knew I was going to get mad, why would you do it?
And Yard House. Like, this is crazy.
Anyways.
I might as well go...
I'm gonna
you might
walk
as well
away.
Not look, you go to Habit, you get a burger and some fries, it's $4. You might as well go sit
okay,
down.
I'm not doing the podcast.
What? You mad because I'm talking about inflation?
Yes. This I'm tired of you hearing
don't
you talk
then.
About it.
Okay. All right, like, let's go. Let's move on.
So you say, oh, this is gonna make her mad. so I'm going to say it, and then you say it.
Y'all can feel
and then
me.
And then I got annoyed, and then now you're surprised.
If you like our content, be sure to drop a like, subscribe, and share with your friends. Likes will really help us out.
What is up channel. With you today? What? You keep looking at me every 5 seconds.
Just because she's beautiful,
seconds.
She can control everything.
No, every 5 seconds, when he's saying something, he's looking over at me like...
I'm having a conversation with you. It's me and you talking right now.
And just like when... That was really annoying that you did that. You threw...
So talk about
you
Burger
like
King?
Threw off my energy. I'm trying to move on and you keep
stories.
Talking.
Let's proceed.
Wait
and our dryer's going in the background. That's really been bothering me.
Yeah. Wait till these cameras go off.
Ooh, y'all. You're praying for me.
I'm just kidding.
I'm in trouble. Come on.
All right. So met this guy online and decided
who
to
you
meet
online?
He failed to tell me that he lied on his profile about his height by at least 3 to 4 inches and was bald. It was so bad that I didn't even recognize him when we met at the restaurant. So what's you 4 inches shorter? I can't count.
Wait, what's
your height 4 inches shorter?
Me 4 inches shorter? I'll be about 5'10".
Do you think that would be like hugely noticeable?
Yes, 5'10" and 6'2" is a big difference.
So mine would be 4'10".
Yeah, you're technically a dwarf.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I'm pretty small, but I'm not going to lie. Like,
you're not 4'10".
I'm not
small.
That small.
Yeah, you're
like,
small,
I'm petite, but I'm 5'1", so I'm still, like, not that short. Mm-hmm. Okay, anyways, I always feel tall when I'm around somebody that's shorter than me. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is rare. I went on my first date in over a year after a really bad breakup. I didn't tell my mom, who started frantically calling my friends when I didn't answer my phone because I was trying to be in the moment at dinner, which then led to her calling the restaurant I was at.
Ooh.
And the server came to tell me that I needed to call my mom back. The guy and I never went out again.
Dang.
I wouldn't go out with that person
again.
Mama
looking
either.
Out. Mama's
Would
skeptical.
You?
It depends.
I feel like for a guy, it just depends on how hot she is.
Yeah, but mama low-key just trying to, mama looking out for you. Mama was worried.
You should have got your own. Jaden, stop.
She's drinking some whiskey.
Enhance my cup. Exactly. I'm not. He's always trying to cap. All right, so next story. I went out with a guy who got so drunk on the first date, first time we'd ever met. He texted me when I was in the toilet saying that he loved me. He cried at one point. He was literally stumbling and couldn't even talk properly. Mm. I ended up letting him sleep on my couch because I couldn't possibly put him on the train in his position. He slept, talked all night. He randomly yelled, fuck off, around 2 a.m. It was so awkward and uncomfortable. I was really annoyed at that time, but now I actually find it hilarious.
That is pretty funny.
He was embarrassed and apologetic the next day.
She took him home
Honestly,
drunk and didn't touch him. That's good.
Yeah, but this is the thing. That's such a burden. At the end of the day,
she
but it's one of those things that, like, you know when someone's in really bad shape that they're not going to survive the night.
Bro was sad. He was going through some
You
stuff.
Don't want that on your conscience. And if he was, like, a cool, like, person,
he
I guess
had to
it was,
been
like,
cool for a little
yeah,
sleepover,
so
yeah, she
yeah,
must
yeah.
have liked things about
so
him.
So she did the right thing.
Whether she wanted to admit or not, she liked things about him, but he probably was entertaining and fun, but it was just too much. Like, I can never date you because, like, you're drunk as hell on the first day.
Yeah,
so
it sounds
who
like...
Who knows what the future holds being with you?
Maybe he was going through some stuff and got way too drunk.
He cried, too, so he must have been talking about
and
his
And was
ex.
Saying, I loved her. I think he was, like, blacked out, personally.
Yeah. I mean, she's a good person for that. She's good for that.
I went on a date with a guy... Hold on. Oh, yeah. I went on a date with a guy from Tinder. I had to drive to him because he'd lost his license. He was nice, had lunch... And a wander around, then left. We texted afterwards. The next morning, though, I woke up bombarded by messages saying, why are you still asleep? You've been asleep over 8 hours. And how's my little best friend? Referring to my son. And when can we hang out again?
Ooh,
sorry, but back off.
Yeah, he pressed.
That's creepy. Don't even mention my kid.
He pushing boundaries. He like you mine already.
He said, how's my little best friend? That's an immediate block.
He must assume just because she's a single mom
yeah,
that
that's
she's thirsty.
Creepy. I don't know. That just, like, creeps me out. I don't trust that.
A Tinder date alone is pretty creepy to go
yeah.
on. And then, two, him to be like already texting you in the morning, like tripping, like,
oh, you sleep over 8 hours. Like, yeah, like whoa, dude, instant block.
Like, chill.
My first ever online date lasted 9 hours. My ex turned up and caused a scene.
An online date?
Yeah, my first ever. If you would let me speak instead of interrupting me every 5 seconds, then you would hear the stories. I love you. Anyways, my first ever online date lasted 9 hours. My ex turned up and caused a scene. The police came and took him away, and then I realized I had no money in my account, so I had to borrow $150 off the new guy. And yes, I did see him a number of times afterwards.
So she's on an online date. Her ex pop up while she's online, like on a webcam or something.
And he caused a scene. The police came, took him away. And then she realized she had no money in her account. So then she asked her date, the guy on the first date,
for what did she need money
she borrowed $150 to get home. And
but it was an online date.
I don't know. And she saw the guy a number of times afterwards. So the guy that she borrowed money with, they ended up like dating a few times, I guess, after.
Okay, so was this a virtual date or were they in person?
No. This is a date that she met from somebody online.
Okay. I thought she was like on a webcam talking to the guy and then she asked for the money.
What?
I'm like, wait a minute.
Are you
I thought
okay?
The boyfriend showed up, like climbed in the windows and shit, and he's called the scene, like, what you doing? Like,
no.
I'm on a virtual date online. So he show up to the date, the ex-boyfriend, and calls the scene. He's like, what the fuck you doing?
Yeah.
You on your dating dudes?
And the police came and arrested him.
I feel it a little bit like, hold up, time out. How long was she with her ex? This could be her ex-husband.
I don't know.
This could be her ex for like 10, 20 years. And he's showing up like, what you doing with this new guy? Like, we were just talking. We don't know the context. We don't really know, you know. And so she probably was trying to make him mad and probably dropped the location on purpose. So he
or she could have literally just been on a date
and
minding her business.
And then she borrowed some money from the dude. Why she borrowing money?
That's, I don't understand.
She got a cold system.
I don't understand why she borrowed money, but.
She thinks she's slick.
All right, next story. I'd had a few drinks. We were sitting across from each other. I fumbled around in my handbag to find my lip gloss. I pulled it out and up to my mouth only to discover it was a tampon.
Wow.
Like she was trying to be sexy, like.
Ooh, she nasty.
Jaden, why do guys act like tampons?
She like, you trying to
run a light? Why do you literally act like a tampon in my bag already has blood on it? That's not what it is.
She's trying to let him know. Listen, you can run this light if you want.
Jaden, she said she fumbled. She thought she grabbed her
lip gloss. Ain't no dash cam around here. You can run this light.
Anyways. One asked me... I don't know why I said one. Anyways.
Tampon to the lip, I'd have been disturbed. Like, wait a minute.
Javen, it was an accident.
Of course it's an accident.
Why are you going to be disturbed? Grow up.
As a dude, you give the guy the right to just at least be
I'm
like,
going
to
make you go get me tampons my next period.
I have done that before. I went to the store and get her tampons.
And you act like they're already filled with...
Frightened. At the shakeout.
Grow up.
These ain't for me.
Javen, grow up. Are you serious? You were really scared to scan it?
I'm just joking.
Joking?
Joking.
Okay, you better be careful because when you have a daughter, you're going to have to get her stuff from the store too.
Amazon, online.
Oh my, you're this immature.
Amazon.
You're
Prime.
A 30-year-old man.
She's antagonizing me now at this point. She's antagonizing me.
Because, like, why does this make you so finicky?
Blood is not my forte. But let's move on.
Anyways, so this girl's online date asked if she would meet him at McDonald's wearing only jeans and a shirt. He wanted her to be barefoot, no shoes.
Oh, okay.
Obviously had a foot fetish. I didn't go. First of all, I'm going to be freaked out.
How do you even request that? Like, how do you even tell a girl to show up to a McDonald's for one?
Show up wearing only jeans and a shirt, no shoes.
Like, bro, what you got planned?
What's
really going on?
Craziness planned.
That's wild. How do you even text?
It's like very creepy to even. Why is this something that you want?
How'd y'all even get to this point?
Yeah.
At what point did you realize he was creepy before you got to, like, was it just at that moment when he put that request out or was he already
creepy? That's the trick with dating online, though.
We gotta figure out what kind of dating these girls are doing.
You don't know who somebody is just because you see their picture or they have a good conversation. You don't know. There's so many people on this planet. Like, people are into so many weird things. It's actually crazy.
Remember you telling me the story about the girl who knew a guy who used to, like, make him... he make her talk crazy to him at the ATM just to pull out more money. That was his thing to like
be. And when she didn't make him financially bankrupt, he would be pissed. He'd be like, pull out more.
That's wild.
Like until he was negative, and then he'd be like, you be. You're milking me for all my cash, and she'd be like, freak. Yeah, like, it's like what?
Anyway, goes home and lives a normal life, and yeah, he talks like, to his wife and kids.
Well, let's hope he's not married doing that.
I'm just joking.
All right, next story. I walked up to the wrong guy, smiled, and started my flirty moves because he was cute. Until his girl walked over and glared at me. Ooh. I went bright red. I think he was trying to figure out what I was doing, so I just smiled and acknowledged long enough for me to feel like a goose. The real date was way less cute. People always want what they can't have.
So she thought that that was her original date, but it really wasn't.
And she said that, my bad. She said that he was cuter than her actual date.
Interesting. People always do want what they can't have. But literally. She felt like she was misled. I feel like
a lot of people just like the chase of things.
How did she think that that was her date, though, if she knew she had a date
coming? She just said she made a mistake.
Okay.
I used to groom dogs. A lot of men told me they have fleas and matting, so I'd wash and groom them. I'm not doing that.
Somebody else's dog?
No.
I'm not going to groom anybody else's dog. Not washing either. Some dogs scared of water. Some dogs
bite
you.
That's not what it was, dude. She said that she used to groom dogs, right? Mm-hmm. But a lot of the men she used to date, I guess, would be like hairy, and they would say that they also had fleas and matting, so she would wash and groom them. I would rather groom another dog than another grown man.
Where do y'all find these people at? Time out. So these dudes got fleas and they got their hair's matted to the point they need to be groomed and combed out. And they need like oatmeal bath.
So what would you rather do? Would you rather groom a random woman or a random dog?
That's pretty crazy if you got to pull out some clippers for a chick.
I would rather groom a random dog than a random human. I can't. Not an adult human.
A cognitive adult who has his own.
I'm good.
Come on, that'll make no sense. Like, this is crazy.
And they, well, let's say they're fully capable of doing it on their own, especially, is like a no can.
That's the problem.
Yeah. If they're fully capable of doing it on their own, you're grooming yourself. You're on your own there. All right. So one guy thought I'd appreciate pictures of him posing naked in bed with his ass up all in the pictures.
He tooted it up. He on all fours. He in a three-point stance.
She says it was very weird.
He practiced long snapping.
So he's laying in the bed, I'm assuming, and getting that arch back angle.
Oh, my gosh. This is...
He's getting that arch back angle, and his butt was, like, all up in the pictures.
I am done. Like, what? Maybe some chicks like that kind of stuff.
I mean, I feel like all humans like butts. I mean, but I don't want to see...
Him on all fours?
A random guy's butt.
Like, when a girl go get waxed, right? How y'all be bust wide open on all fours? So that's how he was.
Dylan, I don't know. I didn't see the pictures.
He in a 3-point stance. On two.
I'm just laughing because I'm thinking about how girls pose like this. Like if he was posing he had his back arched, that would be funny. All right. I met up with a guy on Tinder once. He was lovely and the date was going really well, but I couldn't shake the feeling that I knew him from somewhere. Ooh. A few drinks in and it clicked. I used to be his beauty therapist, aka like his waxing specialist, and used to do his Brazilian waxes. We're still friends to this day.
So dudes will really be sliding through getting waxed.
Honestly,
up?
I feel like some people are just hairier than others and there's nothing wrong with it. When you get waxed, the hair there takes so much longer to grow back and it's thinner. When you shave, it gets so like...
It gets that thick.
Yeah, and it's just like gross.
Shari tried to wax me once. It didn't really work out. But it'd be interesting if I was to go like... That would be so funny.
So you should do that.
Wax males.
I dare you. But I don't think in like cities and stuff, I think that they have a policy of like no men. I'm not really, really sure.
I'm assuming, or you may have to be like, your waxer may have to be like
another man
or something.
No, you just wanted to say that.
I'm assuming.
Your waxer like, would have to probably possibly be another man because someone, I don't think, well, or a woman that's comfortable because at the end of the day, it's a job.
You got to have somebody in the room with you though still because I feel like there's like weirdos, like freaks.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Ew, I can't imagine that.
Remember that video I told you on Instagram?
There's a naked man in this room.
The other dude got caught with his It was crazy. I was watching.
Yeah, don't.
I was on Instagram.
That's gross. Don't even mention that.
This dude was like at a Vegas pool party. You know, you have like the
it's
the,
gross, Javen.
Where you can see through like privacy glass almost, but like it was like the barrier for the pool. And people can see into the pool, like, you know, like, but he didn't realize that it was visible. And so he had his pants down, shorts down. He was like bobbing to the music, looking around, but he was really.
Don't say it. They can. You can was, just use your imagination to what was, he was doing. All right,
Let me say it. He was doing stuff.
Why are you saying it?
He got caught by security, but he didn't realize that everyone behind him can see him. And he was, like, dumbfounded that, like, oh, this was, like, literally, like a
you said, like, 10
like
times.
Like, glass with no tint. And, like, bro, we see everything. And so he had the same arm motion and everything. It was crazy.
You just had to take it a step further,
didn't
you?
It was like rolling dice. You know, you shake your hand like 70.
Anyways, my first and only Tinder meetup.
First and only.
He drank all my beers, took himself a six-pack home, and left all of his empty bottles on the table when he left.
But what happened in the meantime?
It's a short and simple story.
He like right. He's like, I paid you and you know what, so this is going to be... This is how I'm going
He drank all of her beers. I think there's an etiquette. If you don't supply the alcohol or, like, the certain food that is there, I don't think you should be the last person to do it.
You're a wild bull, though. You can't come empty-handed.
No.
And then for you to drink all of somebody's beers, so she must have had, like, two or three beers.
She probably was like, okay.
Then he took six home.
Yeah, like, I mean.
He a rude thing. It's probably
that's
why y'all on Tinder.
Yeah.
That's probably why y'all on Tinder.
That's not having manners. I feel like when you first are getting to know somebody, that's just, like, not etiquette, you know? All right, so the last one is, I decided to date women for the first time. A beautiful lady who made custom lampshades asked me out on a date. She seemed really quirky and interesting, so I said yes. We met up for lunch, and halfway through, a man walked past our table and said hello. He proceeded to sit down with us and introduced himself. He was her fiancé. They were looking to live out a fantasy before they got married. I felt like a complete fool, ended the date politely, and we never spoke again. Yeah, I think that's weird. You don't just blindside somebody with your freaking husband.
Yeah, because I feel like...
Or fiancé, whatever. That's creepy.
Yeah, it's creepy, and I don't know what y'all up to. Y'all can be planning to kidnap
no,
me.
That, I know. It's like everybody thinks immediately it's about like...
It's premeditated.
Fornication. But sometimes, yeah. Like, we've seen crazy movies of couples doing, like, crazy things.
You wake up, it's blurry, you in the bathtub full of ice.
Right. Okay. But anyways, that's just creepy. I think that if they were looking for a unicorn, then that's also really weird to just be like, he's just rolling up around like, hey, and she probably was like, hi, not thinking he was going to be sitting at the table. And then when he sat at the table, it's like, that girl's shady for that, too, though.
Yeah, no
she set up the whole situation.
He was probably sending her pictures of him on the bed. In the
shut up. I would immediately leave that date and block that chick if I was her.
Yeah, that's wild.
Because, I don't like when people ambush me with things.
You
I think
must
it's,
have done this before.
It's just,
this
like,
can't be your
violating,
time.
You know?
People can be lying, like, oh, we want to do this one time. Like, no, y'all probably been doing this.
Literally, you just thought that you found a chump. Mm-hmm. Anyways, that was my last story, you guys. Thank you so much for watching.
These are all based off Charlie's true stories.
No, they're not. Oh, thank you guys so much for watching. Make sure you subscribe, and we'll see you next video.
Peace.